Welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm actually your guest host, David Walls, today. Our good friend and regular host of the program, Greg Williams, is a little under the weather, so we encourage folks to be praying for Greg, and we pray that he has a quick recovery and look forward to being back with him again. But today is Family Foundation Friday, and so I'm excited that Greg's allowed me to host today, and I'm excited to have one of our team members here at the Family Foundation, our Director of Policy, Michael Johnson, with us on this special edition, I guess, of Family Foundation Friday. Michael?
Yeah, it's good. Happy to be here. I wasn't sure I met the height requirement, but I'm glad to be here. So.
Well, we are excited to have Michael on, and as folks of this program know, you know, a lot of times on Family Foundation Friday, we're sharing what's been going on with the ongoing General Assembly, and Michael obviously is extremely involved for us at the Capitol, so excited to have him on. But Michael, it's hard to believe, but today is actually the General Assembly is going to be wrapping up their 47th of 60 days in the session. So things are certainly heating up, and I think the pressure seems to be building as folks see the end of the session.
Yeah, I think so. You know, legislators are a little more tired, but trying to gear up for the last sprint to the finish line. You know, they'll drag those days out a little bit, last until April 15th, but it's still a lot of work to be done during the time frame.
There is. And so we'll jump right in, Michael. So last week, we talked a little bit and shared with our listeners about an important bill, Senate Bill 147 by Senator Lindsey Tishner, that dealt with protecting Kentucky children and really our communities by setting common sense regulations on adult-oriented businesses and sexually explicit performances. Yeah. And we're excited to share that bill actually was taken up on the floor of the Kentucky Senate this week. Senator Tishner did a great job laying out the case for the bill on the floor, like she did in the committee the week before, and that bill passed overwhelmingly 32-6. And so we're just thankful for the leadership of the Kentucky Senate addressing that issue. And it really is an important bill that will protect our children. It will set a baseline of regulations across the state for these protections. And, you know, as was shared, there's just really been a growing concern about how sexualized performances, sometimes drag-related performances, mm-hmm. that have been marketed and targeting children have been happening on public property. And so there's some important protections related to that in this bill. So, Michael, that bill is passed now. It's passed the Senate. Just remind our listeners what has to happen now for that bill to move forward.
Yeah, so now that it's passed the Senate, it'll go to the House, where it'll be assigned to committee, go through a committee hearing, and once that committee reports it favorably, then it goes to the full House floor, where it'll go for another vote. If no changes have been made, then that's kind of the end of the process for it to go to the governor. But if any changes are made in the House, then I'll have to go back for the Senate to approve those changes.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, you've got to have, you know, the same version of the bill pass both chambers. And so that's an important issue that would encourage folks to continue to engage. You can go to KentuckyFamily.org. That's mm-hmm. Kentucky spelled out, family.org, and go to our Take Action page. And folks can send an encouraging message to their legislator on Senate Bill 147 and some other important bills protecting children. And just to remind folks, as well as Greg has been doing, you can also call the legislative message line. Yes. And we just want to continue to give that number. That's 1-800-372-7181. And you can call, you'll give your address. Yeah. They'll connect you with your House and Senate member that you can leave a message for.
And you don't have to know the names of your legislators or anything. You talk with a receptionist. It's very, very low-key, very easy to do, use. Yeah. Also, just another quick word on Senate Bill 147. It's hard to believe that these statewide regulations of adult-oriented, sexually explicit businesses, conduct, performances, don't exist right now.
Right.
So some counties have some guidelines at the county level that may vary county to county, but it's certainly protecting our children is worth having a statewide policy.
Right. And it wouldn't prevent a local county. And that's one of the things that's come up in some of the debate. It wouldn't prevent a local county from having strengthened protections.
Right. It just provides a floor.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been several states that have done this, including Tennessee. But Michael, let's jump now to an issue that we've continued to talk a lot about, and that's the issue of life, protecting the unborn, coming alongside mothers, and really trying to build a culture where abortion is not just illegal, but unthinkable. And one of the important bills that we talked just briefly about last week, Michael, on the program was House Bill 467 by Representative Nancy Tate. And that's an important bill, and I'm going to let Michael share a little bit about it and tell our listeners a little bit more about what it does, because there was just a hearing that you and I attended, and some interesting things happened in that hearing. But first, talk to Michael, share with our listeners what House Bill 467 does.
Yeah, first and foremost, it's important for us to realize when we talk about being pro-life and creating a pro-life culture, we're talking more than just birth, right? We're talking about every stage of life from conception, fertilization, to natural death, right? Inside and outside the womb. And one of the issues that, unfortunately, as we live in a fallen world, there's a lot of suffering, there's a lot of things that are far from perfect.
Right? Absolutely.
A lot of negative things. One of those sad realities is that there can be a loss of life in the womb.
Yeah.
And also a diagnosis of a life-limiting condition that a preborn child may have. House Bill 467 addresses that situation. So it requires coverage of perinatal palliative care. And what that is, you know, in that difficult situation to where a child may not, because of their diagnosis, they may not live to the point of birth, or they may only live a short time after birth. We want to make sure that mothers, the fathers, and the families don't have to go through that difficult time alone. So we have these wraparound services, counseling, different kind of just taking special care of these families, helping them through this time, helping give them the information that they need, space to process and deal with that. I mean, it's something that's very important. I mean, even one of the things you think of if you're in a hospital, right? If you're in a situation to where you're going through that, right? You don't really want to be in the area where you're hearing newborns cry and different things like that, right? You need some special treatment. You need some just that special tender compassion.
I'll tell you, Michael, I've got to, you know, give thanks to Representative Nancy Tate and Adia Wushner, our good friend, Executive Director of Kentucky Right to Life, a really an important issue that she's brought focus on. And she spoke at the hearing in support of the bill, and there was some other just really powerful testimony that was shared. But and that bill did pass. It passed out of the committee, so it's now eligible to be voted on on the House floor. But
And also real quick, a special thanks also to Chair Moser of that committee, who was a sponsor of that legislation as well.
She's chair of the Health Services Committee where the bill was heard. And but there was an interesting development that happened, and you know, we try not to we're a Christian organization, we're not a partisan political organization, but sometimes these distinctions between the parties, particularly on the issue of abortion and life, make themselves very clear, Michael. And what happened in that committee hearing, there were other bills that were being heard, but the Democrat members of that committee, I would say very rudely, got up and walked out of the committee hearing along, it seemed to be maybe some representatives of Planned Parenthood as well, walked out of that hearing so they wouldn't even have to hear the discussion on that bill. And, you know, one of the great other great members of that committee, a great pro-life champion and family values champion, our friend Representative Ryan Dotson, he pointed that out when they were voting on the issue. But it's just really sad to see, because sometimes some of these members are so adamantly supportive of abortion that they would allow their views, that we adamantly disagree with them on, obviously, that they would allow that to spill over to an issue of compassion like this is, I thought that was very unfortunate, but it was, unfortunately, I think, telling of where we are in the battle over ideas on the dignity of a preborn child.
Yeah, and Representative Tate had pointed out that this was an issue that had gotten bipartisan support in previous years, a resolution supporting it. And it is sad that it is so politicized now, right? As Representative Dotson mentioned, an atrocity, really, that we would be so concerned, right, that the Democrat Party would embrace abortion to such an extent that they would walk out and protest over a bill that's providing compassionate care for pregnant mothers and families who are going through some of the most difficult circumstances possible out there. And while abortion on one level may seem to make that problem go away real quick, it doesn't, right? It doesn't. The grief is still there, the suffering, that difficulty. Abortion doesn't erase that. Abortion is just more isolating and adds to what's going on there. And so really, the pro-life movement, we're wanting to have a proactive, positive influence in this and come around these women and families in need.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Well said, Michael. So as we move forward here, want to share that one of the other bills, and that bill, House Bill 467, has kind of been branded as a Love Them Both bill, as a part of the movement to say we can love the baby and the mom and the family, I would say. Yeah. And one of those other bills is House Bill 700 that Representative Nemus and Tate has shared, filed. And that bill, Michael, is up to 29 co-sponsors.
Yeah, which is significant. There's only 100 members in the House, and I mean, that sends a strong message of support. And so hopefully that'll come up for
folks. Yeah, and again, folks can go to our website at KentuckyFamily.org, go to our Take Action page, and we have a pro-life alert in support of a number of these bills and others. But Michael, I know I want to get to, and Greg and I talked a little bit about this last week, but we're continuing to hear concern from some of the pro-life members in both the House and the Senate about some of these bills that have been filed to re-legalize abortion, particularly as it relates to exceptions. And I know we shared last week, we were very disappointed to see that there was a Republican-led bill that was filed, and that's House Bill 711, and that was filed by Republican Representatives Ken Fleming, Jim Gooch, and Killian Timoney, which is, Representative Timoney represents some of the listening area here in Fayette and Jessamine County. They authored House Bill 711 that would re-legalize abortion in the context of abortion exceptions. And so we're going to have to really continue to encourage our supporters to be reaching out, encourage your pro-life legislators, encourage all your legislators to stand for life and to move Kentucky forward, not backwards on that issue.
Yeah, please do, because as we were just talking about with that palliative care situation, right? These difficult circumstances that pregnant mothers and families are going through, they need care. They need compassion. Absolutely. Abortion doesn't make the hurt go away, right? It just further isolates them, and we need to come with support. That's what HB 700 would do. That's what HB 467 does. Abortion isn't the answer.
Well said. Folks can take action at KentuckyFamily.org. Michael, so excited to have you on the program today. We'll have to have you back before the end of the session. But as Greg likes to say, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in Christ.